Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
May 23, 2017. The day bullets rained down on Marawi. All eyes were on the Marawi siege. We were bombarded with images of the fighting between government troops and the Mauta group, who were ISIS allies. From our newspapers to our TV screens, to our Facebook and YouTube accounts even. The sight of men in uniform holding rifles was constantly on our feeds. But what we hardly saw were soldiers holding not guns, but relief goods for displaced civilians. That's not the picture we usually associate with the military. But that was precisely the job of Lieutenant Colonel Joar Herrera. Kilala natin ang ating mga leader, reformer at innovator para sa mga nagawa nila. Pero bago ang lahat, sino nga ba sila? Sa episode na ito, kilalanin natin si Joar Herrera, the spokesperson of Joint Task Force Marawi and the servant leader in the Philippine Army. Bago ang lahat, isang podcast ng Youth Leadership for Democracy or YouthLED, a project of the Asia Foundation and the United States Agency for International Development. Powered by Puma Podcast. I'm your host, Kat Ventura, and today I'm joined by my co-host.
Hi, hello, kamusta? I'm Shane Solidom, Sangguniang Kabataan Chairperson of Barangay Villamonte, Bacolod City, and also currently a lead fellow. Glad to be here with you today, Kat.
Yeah, glad to have you here, Shane. So, what do you remember of the Marawi siege? Nakatuto ka rin ba sa balita nun?
If I remember, at the time, I was a third-year college student and news of the Marawi siege was being televised all over the school. And we ended up volunteering to organize a peace camp to raise awareness among the school body kung anong nangyayari sa Marawi and to call for a peaceful conflict resolution.
Yeah, we saw it at roughly the same time. I was also in college then. I remember na nung kasagsagan ng Marawi siege, lagi nating nakikita yung mukha ni Sir Joar sa bawat news report sa TV. Siya ang naging tulay sa pagitan ng publiko at ng mga nasa conflict zone. Pero ang hindi natin alam, siya rin ang nakikipag-coordinate para tulungan ang mga sibilyan. Mga ordinaryong taong nadawit lang sa labanan. At hanggang ngayon, ganito pa rin ang mission niya. Pero paano nga ba siya nakarating sa puntong ito? Kasama natin ngayong araw ang Man of the Hour.
I am Joar Herrera, Lieutenant Colonel of the Philippine Army and presently the Battalion Commander of 53rd Infantry Matapat Battalion based in Sambuanga del Sur.
Hi, Sir Joar. Nandito rin ang kanyang kapatid.
I'm Jason Acosta Herrera, third sibling of the family. I used to be a flight attendant, but at the moment I am a car dealer, owner of our family business.
And we also have Sir Joar's subordinate at work.
Ako po si Second Lieutenant George V. U. Jr. Current designation ko po is the Civil Military Operations Officer or CMO Officer po ng 53rd IB based in Gipo, Sambuanga del Sur. Lieutenant Colonel Joar Herrera is my battalion commander po.
Hi Sir Jason and Sir George. Salamat po sa pag-guest sa aming podcast. So, let's talk about Lieutenant Colonel Herrera. Joar was born on February 13, 1976, in Dupax del Norte, Nueva Vizcaya. That municipality is located at the heart of Luzon Island in Cagayan Valley, and the place is sprawling with rice paddies as far as the eyes can see. Joar is the eldest of six siblings, and his parents' names were Jesus and Ismenia Herrera. His father, Jesus, was a soldier, while his mother, Ismenia, was a science teacher. Theirs was a family with modest means, and life in Dupax as a third-class municipality was one that you would expect from the countryside. Ikwento niyo naman po, Sir Joar.
Nakapaglaro talaga ako nung mga larong kalye, no? Larong farm, yung pagsakay ng mga kabayo, kalabaw, lumalangoy sa ilog, no? Tapos pag na-expose ka doon sa farm na, yung ang kati-kati talaga. Then pagdating ng alas 5, kakain na kayo kasi walang ilaw. Then magkukwentuhan konti. Then magigising ng madaling araw din, sasama ako sa lolo ko noon. Meron siyang rice field, meron siyang vegetable area, meron din siyang small fish pan. So yun ang naalala ko, no? Yung pag umikot na kayo sa farm, dala mo yung kalabaw, papakainin din yung kalabaw. Then pagbalik sa vegetable, yung kukuha ka ng gulay, kung ano yung nakuha mong gulay doon, tapos pupunta doon sa small fish pan makakuha ng isda, yun na yung lulutuhin.
Wow! Fresh na fresh talaga pag sa probinsya.
Yeah, pero iniwan din nila yung lugar na yun after a few years. Lumipat sila sa Tuguegarao City, still in Cagayan, but it offered more opportunities than their previous hometown. Mahirap pa rin ang buhay.
Dati, wala pa kaming sariling water system. Pupunta kami sa kapitbahay to get water. Experience ko rin mag-garden. May alaga din ako mga goat, manok, duck, no? Nangangahoy din ako ng firewood. Very simple ang living. Nakakakain ka ng meat during Sunday. But most of the time, gulay yung pagkain. Kasi sa hirap ng buhay.
But in Tuguegarao, better quality education was not far from reach, which was what Jesus and Ismenia wanted for their children.
Ang gusto nila sa amin, the best gift na pwedeng ibigay sa amin is about education. So yan yung discipline na in-impart sa amin. Helping them sa house chores, mag-aaral ng mabuti, do not involve in any, you know, foolishness or mga barkada. So ganun yung childhood ko.
It's no surprise that their parents were strict. Marami sa mga relatives nila ay uniformed personnel. At syempre, ang tatay nila mismo. What do you remember from those days, Jason?
We were raised with the military discipline. Hindi ka pwedeng gumawa ng katarantaduhan na ikakahiya ng pamilya. Kasi angkan kami ng mga sundalo at saka mga pulis. Pag napunta ka sa sitwasyon at napagulo ka, kung nasa tama ka, matutulungan ka nila. Pero pag mali ang ginawa mo, you have to face the consequences.
With an upbringing like this, plus the responsibilities of being an eldest child, Joar had to master discipline early on in his life. Starting with small tasks, he delegated house chores to his younger siblings, and he also began organizing study sessions with them.
Kinagawa namin lagi yung mag-aaral sa hapon, whether may assignment ka or hindi. Kailangan mong i-review yung mga lessons para the following day or may dumating mang pagsusulit na biglaan is hindi ka na mahirapan. And very strict siya pagdating sa mga ganun. Every single night po yan. Hindi po nawawala yon. Kaya makakapaglaro na lang kami pagdating ng Sabado and Sunday morning. Pero Sunday night, we have to study again.
Pumasok si Joar sa Tuguegarao Northeast Central School. Elementary pa lang, pero humakot na siya ng maraming recognition. Constant honor student, president ng pupil government organization, captain ng baseball team, at valedictorian pa.
Grabe naman! Napaka-driven naman pala tong si Sir Joar. Hindi lang sa academics magaling, sa sports pa. Pero sir, sa pagkaalam ko, meron kayong nakakatuwang kwento tungkol sa graduation niyo.
Nag-graduate ako ng elementary. Yung father ko, nag-graduate siya ng college. Kasi habang sundalo siya, nung na-assign na siya sa garrison, nag-aral siya.
And then, high school naman, because of his good grades, he was able to obtain a scholarship at the prestigious University of St. Louis. Isa itong private school, dating Ateneo de Tuguegarao. His classmates were the cream of the crop in Cagayan. It was his first time in this kind of environment and he found himself growing even more competitive.
And para ma-maintain yung scholarship niya, he was left with no choice but to do well academically. But he went even beyond that. He joined the basketball varsity team and displayed his leadership in the mandatory Citizens Army training. He also dabbled in science competitions and, wow, was awarded Scientist of the Year. Jesso, na-curious kami, ano ba yung motivation ng kuya mo during this time?
I guess it runs in our blood kasi sa family namin, lahat kami, sobrang competitive namin in any way. Pag gumawa siya ng isang bagay, kailangan nandun lagi yung puso niya. At ayaw niya ng basta bara-barang gawa. Gusto niya, pag gumawa siya ng isang bagay, dapat yung perpekto. May expect mo na kasi sa kanya kasi nung mga bata pa kami, iba na talaga yung way of thinking niya. Hindi ka na magtataka na someday magiging isa siyang successful na tao kasi ganun yung mindset niya.
People have different perceptions of success. Ismenia thought that the path to success was for her son to become an engineer.
Kasi sa mother ko, yung sa mother niya, na magkakapatid, merong sobrang mahirap, sobrang mayaman. At yung mga nakapag-aral, eh sila yung nagkaroon ng wealth. And a lot of them are engineers.
Kaya pumasok si Joar sa St. Louis University sa Baguio. Take note, ibang St. Louis to ah, compared to where he went to high school. But he dropped his engineering course 1 year later in 1994.
Parang nakita ko kasi yung kahit na yung parents ko teacher, yung father ko siya an ordinary soldier, parang mahirap pa rin yung buhay. And namulat ako na pag ikaw ay nag-aral sa isang private school sa university, you need a lot of money to send your children to that kind of university. Eh, nalaman ko na may scholarship yung Philippine Military Academy. And my grandfather was a war hero. He's a World War II veteran. Then my father, sabi niya rin sa akin, this is also the opportunity para sa'yo. Then nagkataon, meron akong cousin na nauna pumasok sa academy and he retired Major General. So, yun na yung naging motivation ko. Then sa amin, pag pumasok ka ng PNA, parang you are being glorified doon sa province. Tataas yung value ng family mo.
Ang gusto kong malaman ka, aside from the father, ano yung naging reaction ng pamilya ni Joar nung sinabi niyang magsusundalo siya?
Oo nga eh. Ano pong reaction ng pamilya ninyo, Sir Jesson?
Lumaki kaming, napapalibutan kami ng pamilyang sundalo at mga pulis. So, kumbaga sa amin, di na ho bago yun. Alam mo yung excitement at the same time, may konting pagkabahala.
In fairness, mahirap naman talagang desisyon ang pagiging sundalo, lalo na kung magulang ka. So, when Joar stepped into the PMA campus, he knew he was making a lifelong commitment.
Yeah, definitely. PMA life is not for the faint of heart. As the training ground of the country's future Army, Navy, and Air Force leaders, cadets undergo intense military and academic training for 4 years. They do physical exercises. They learn to follow orders. They study military tactics. They mentally prepare for pressure and develop leadership skills. They also take socio-humanistic courses, as well as techno-scientific ones, so that graduates will not only be military officers, but also Bachelor of Science degree holders. This sounded perfect for Joar. With the kind of upbringing he had, he knew at least a bit of what was to be expected inside the academy. The discipline, the mental toughness. But his stay here also taught him how to be a leader. Not just of his siblings, not just of his baseball team, but of a group of future soldiers of the Philippines.
So doon na rin ako nahon sa PMA about leadership. To serve our country, our people, in spite of the high risk that we are about to partake in the future. parang in-embrace na namin yun. Na once na maging sundalo ka talaga, you will offer your life for your fellow men and for your country. Kasi sa PMA, grabe doon eh. Lahat ibinigay sa'yo from hood to head. Full-time scholar ka, lahat ng pagkain mo, lahat ng equipment mo, may sweldo ka pa.
After 4 hard years, Joar graduated in 1999. And now, he's ready to enter into the real world. So, what happens to a graduate of PMA? PMA cadets are trained to be future leaders of the country. At bilang leader, hindi lang skills o intellect ang kinakailangan. Kailangan mo rin ng tamang values. Lieutenant George Yu is here to tell us what values the academy teaches to its students.
Courage to do what is right. Integrity to practice what is right kahit walang nakakakita. So kung ano yung tama, kahit walang pupuri sa amin, kahit walang magti-thank you sa amin, kahit walang makakakita kung ano yung ginagawa namin, we practice what is morally right. Then, syempre, loyalty to the flag, loyalty to our country, to our fellow Filipinos, to our nation, and loyalty to the organization.
Now, they have 3 possible career paths in front of them. They can join the Philippine Army. Ito yung sa kalupaan. The Philippine Navy sa karagatan or the Philippine Air Force sa himpapawid. Joar joined the Army. Kitang-kita sa kanya ang makings of a soldier. Disiplinado, detalyado, marunong sumunod at marunong magpalakad. Pati yung pangalan niya, Joar, nanggaling yon kay Joan of Arc. The very same Joan of Arc na French warrior who led an army to victory. For now, balik muna tayo sa simula ng career niya.
Ang Moro Islamic Liberation Front ay isang Sunni Islamist group na nasa katimugang bahagi ng Pilipinas. Ang grupong ito ang pinag-aaktibo sa Bangsamoro region ng Mindanao na kinabibilangan ng Sulu Archipelago, Palawan, Basilan at iba pang karating isla. Samantala, ang MNLF...
He was assigned in Maguindanao at the time of former President Joseph Estrada's all-out war against the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF. This was years before the peace process between the Philippine government and the Muslim separatist group, years before the enactment of the Bangsamoro Organic Law.
Then you have the Abu Sayyaf, who continuously terrorizing our communities. And who will defend the helpless? And who will defend the community, the cities?
So, noong early 2000s, bagong sundalo pa lang si Joar. Sumabak na siya agad. He was just 22 years old at the time.
So doon nahon yung role ng military. Now you are there to defend the helpless, defend the community from these groups. No? Pero syempre, may mga valid reasons din to mga groups na to. Naintindihan ko rin sila. But the form of transformation na gusto nila is violence. They want to spill blood. So yun yung pagkakaiba. Okay lang sana kung makipaglabang ka ng debate. Okay, pag natalo kasi debate, di ba? Pero hindi. That's why doon ako nahon na sabi ko sa sarili ko, kahit mahirap, may greater purpose.
As platoon leader and company commander during the all-out war, Joar had several soldiers under him. Some were even twice his age. Kaya naman naramdaman niya yung burden na may mga buhay na nakasalalay sa kanya. It was hard to survive.
Ang sundalo noon, nakakauwi lang 3 times a year sa bahay nila. Just to visit their family. When I was second lieutenant, nung nasa field ako, alam mo yung naglalakad ka for how many hours, you have to hike and traverse mountains to fulfill your mission. Then, gagawa ka ng duyan mo, yung parang tent mo para hindi ka mabasa kahit umulan. Pero yung utak mo gising pa rin because anytime merong confrontation. Doon ko nakita talaga yung love for country because you are risking your life every day for the sake of peace and prosperity.
You know, I can't imagine the feeling na any minute your life could be in danger. And I'm sure it was hard on his family too. Sir Jason?
Number one ang homeland, pangalawa lang ang pamilya. So kailangan kami, as a pamilya niya, kailangan namin tanggapin yun.
Despite this, palaging pinahuhusay ni Joar ang sarili niya. Nasa bundok man siya o kapatagan, may dala-dala siyang libro sa bag.
Alam mo, ginagawa ko sa command ko ngayon. Pinababasa ko ng libro yung mga officers. Sabi ko, you know, one of the key indicators of successful individuals, they love reading books. And I considered books as my ultimate mentor.
Matapos ang 7 taon sa field, balik PMA siya. This time, as an instructor. This was in 2006. Siya na ngayon ang nagtuturo sa mga cadets.
So I introduced the concept of servant leadership as one of the many concepts in PMA. Because niniwala ako in servant leadership, you go beyond yourself. You need to build community, establish communication with the people.
Then, he pursued further studies. He took his master's in social and development studies in UP Baguio, where he got the chance to explore this concept even more.
Yan, ginamit ko uli yung concept ni Robert Greenleaf ng servant leadership sa aking study. And I was able to measure the impact of servant leadership in the military. So, nabigyan ako ng opportunity na pumunta ng US to present the paper about servant leadership in PMA. Kasi pioneering study yun. And it is now very popular. Pero alam mo, nung inintroduce ko yan, when I was a captain, ang dami kong challenges kasi they perceive as a soft approach of leadership. Na dapat pag military ka, tough, strong, yung mga authoritarian style of leadership. But I think after all years, the military has embraced the importance of servant leadership. Until now, ginagamit ko yan, kaya makikita nyo, 90% ng trabaho na ginagawa ng 53rd Infantry Battalion is community service, helping people, empowering the impoverished communities. That's the transformation of the military from a war freak to peace builder soldiers.
Wow! We rarely hear military personnel embracing this concept. To think we civilians always have this impression na ang military puro barilan, pero meron palang nagpapahalaga sa pakikipag-usap sa communities to improve their living conditions.
It's an alternative approach we must consider to attain the peace that we've long sought for in the Philippines. Kaya naman, when Joar graduated from UP in 2010, ipinagpatuloy niya ang ganitong layunin.
Kung mapapansin niyo po yung mga nababalitaan natin na nahuhuli, ito po ay sumbong ng mga taong bayan.
Noong naganap ang Marawi Siege, hindi lang siya spokesperson ng Joint Task Force Marawi. Naging chief din siya ng Civil Military Operations Coordinating Center o CMOCC. The CMOCC took care of the civilians affected by the conflict by working together with local government units, NGOs, and other stakeholders. They rescued people who were trapped in the battle zone, they provided food for evacuees, they offered psychosocial support to traumatized children, and they even created spaces for constituents where they could have dialogues. Dahil din Ramadan noon, Colonel Herrera announced that there would be a humanitarian pause or ceasefire on Eid al-Fitr to let Muslims celebrate the holiday.
Hindi natin matatapos ang problema kung puro military power because we are dealing with humans. So ang nangyayari sa Marawi, habang nakikipagbakbakan yung mga warfighters natin, kinakausap natin itong mga different leaders, religious leaders, traditional leaders, to support the moves of the government.
Lieutenant George Hugh, who was still a cadet at that time, looked up to Lieutenant Colonel Herrera when he saw him on TV.
I saw how expertly he handled yung ating media tsaka yung ibang mga stakeholders. Minsan nga, nandito na ako, battalion commander ko na siya, binabalik-balikan ko yung mga interviews niya, yung dati pa, para baka may makuha ako ng mga lessons.
Lieutenant Colonel Herrera now leads the 53rd Infantry Battalion, where his style of leadership continues to make an impact on his subordinates.
nakakita kami ng battalion commander na talagang inaalagaan yung tao niya. Pag birthday ng immediate family member, umuwi ka, ganyan. Pag may sakit ka, magpagaling ka. Siya yung leader kasi na nakikinig sa, for example, kaming staff niya. Yung take namin sa certain situations, ano yung inputs namin para makapag-decide siya ng maganda. A leader that listens.
Since he was young, Lieutenant Colonel Joe R. Herrera always put his heart in everything he did. He did his best to help his family, whether with the housework or with choosing not to burden his parents with school fees.
He even dedicated a portion of each day to tutor his siblings, knowing that this effort will bear fruit in the long run.
He has made a commitment to serve the country and his fellow Filipinos, even to the point where he was willing to put his life on the line. The discipline and excellence instilled in him, he uses to give back to the community. At the end of the day, Lieutenant Colonel Herrera believes that true soldiers must be servant leaders.
You always see the impact for the community and the people. Kasi nag-uumpisa yan sa puso mo eh. Doon na pumapasok yung compassion, yung empathy when you use your heart.
You've been listening to Bagwang Lahat, isang podcast ng Youth Leadership for Democracy, or YouthLED, which is a project of the Asia Foundation and the United States Agency for International Development. Powered by Puma Podcast. I'm your host, Kat Ventura.
And I'm Shane Solidong.
The clips you heard were from PTV on YouTube.
This episode was written and produced by Macy Hoven, with editorial support and additional research from Trisha Aquino. It was edited by Mark Casilian.
Thank you for listening to the first season of Bago Ang Lahat. You can now binge on all 5 episodes featuring the lives of Filipino leaders, reformers, and innovators. Washington Sisip, Senator Jovito Salonga, President Ramon Magsaysay, Congresswoman Sara Elago, and Lieutenant Colonel Joar Herrera. We hope you were inspired, like we were, by their journeys. Subscribe to Bago Ang Lahat on Spotify or wherever you listen. And if you like what you heard, please share with your friends so they can discover our podcast as well. The future starts with you, the youth. If you want to learn more about opportunities to develop your leadership, connect with fellow youth leaders, and learn more about civic education, follow Youth Leadership for Democracy or at YouthLedPH on social media. Maraming salamat po.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.